Certainly no part of the country has been exempt from the housing crisis and the crash in the market, but some places were hit harder than others. Louise Story is the finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. She recently visited one neighborhood in Arizona, a single block in Phoenix, and she profiled four of the homeowners whose experiences run the gamut of the recession. Some invested wisely, and they're still on the path towards security. Others, this outcome was a little different. Louise joins us with excerpts from her piece, which is running on the front page of today's New York Times. We're also joined by Brett Berry, an associate broker in the Tatum Ranch area where Louise was profiling homeowners. Let's start with you, Brett. You say that if help does not come to your area soon, the housing problem could get worse and continue on for years.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've worked the Tatum Ranch area as a realtor for over 14 years, and I've just been amazed at the number of homeowners. They're really not getting any help right now from the banks. They need modifications. And probably in the last two or three years, I would say that 8 out of 10 people that I meet in the community are upside down on their homes, which means they owe quite a bit more than what's on their mortgage, by, in many cases, $100,000 or more.
Okay, so Louise, explain what you did when you went to Phoenix. How did you approach this story?
So I picked this neighborhood outside Phoenix because Arizona is one of the 5 states that is the most underwater. Brett was referring to it. It's when your house is worth less than your mortgage. You owe more money than your house is even worth. The Obama administration is starting a pilot program. You can think of it as the homeowner bailout, where in this pilot program, they're going to forgive some of this mortgage debt. And I went to this block and I talked to dozens of people and I asked some of the people who were current on their mortgages, is this fair that your neighbor will get help? Maybe your neighbor took money out of their home and bought a flashy Hummer. What do you think? And what was amazing to me was at first, people were furious. I was in living rooms. People were screaming at each other, husbands and wives, over whether, you know, their daughter who was profligate should get help. But then when I spent more time on this one corner with 4 homes with 4 different scenarios, even the most conservative neighbors over a period of a couple weeks started saying to me, you know, the emotional toll it's taking on my neighbors is horrible to watch. 2 of these 4 people just moved out earlier this month because of pending short sales and foreclosures. And even the most conservative neighbors said, you know, it does look like something does need to be done or my value of my property will go down too.
So Brett, tell me what this neighborhood is like. For the most part, are these people, if they're underwater, are these people who were profligate, who maybe took out a loan to buy a Hummer?
Yeah, there's some of that, of course. I think just it's a typical family neighborhood. The homes started around 1989. It's about 3,300 homes in this neighborhood, so it's a large master plan community. And over the years, prices in the community certainly went up a lot. And people who had bought $150,000 homes suddenly found now they've got a $300,000 home, which was exciting. But, of course, a lot of those people took money out of their homes, and they did. Some bought some Hummers, some paid for their child's education, and some people were conservative and paid their mortgage down. So you've got the whole mix. But as a rule, I would say more people took money out of their homes than not. And keep in mind that people were also moving more often, I think. People were probably moving in that community every 2 or 3 or 4 years, and they were moving up to the next bigger home, which was kind of a natural course for a while. But the problem is when the music stopped in around 2005, 2006, a lot of these people are now caught with homes that are worth over 50 to 60% less than what they bought their homes for.
And of course, Louise, there's also the problem of someone who may have been completely responsible, bought their home, and the market just fell out.
That's right. 2 of the 4 homes that I profiled in my article, 2 of the people bought them in 2005. That was near the peak of the market. And so they're very much worse off than the people who bought them in the 90s. In fact, one of the homeowners in this block who took out the most home equity bought his home in the 90s, and he's in better shape just because, you know, there was more room for him to take money out. He bought it at a low price. So he hasn't fallen behind yet because he doesn't have as much total debt because he bought his house cheaply. So there is a bit of twist of fate. Just when were you in the market? How old are you? What generation are you from? Did you get stuck buying a home in 2005 or did you buy one earlier?
Well, you know, I can say from a complete position of self-interest, I would rather have my neighbors get help because the value of my home is going to be affected with what goes on the rest of my block. Isn't that the case?
That's right, but there is a very strong feeling among many Americans that you need to pay for your own debts. It's individual responsibility, and I did hear this over and again in this community. And this is, of course, the political reality the Obama administration will need to face over this year as they decide more and more whether they help people who are behind on their mortgages, whether they help them more than the people who were conservative. It's a really heated political topic.
Brett, what do you think is the solution? Is this plan from the Obama administration going to help Tatum Ranch area in Arizona?
No. The plan is what I would call a joke. I mean, it's a billion-dollar plan that's shared among quite four or five states, and so it's not really going to do much of anything. The answer that I've been talking about for a long time is a concept called principal reduction. That is where the bank or investor decides to allow the homeowner to reduce their mortgage to today's value.
Louise, isn't that what this program is?
That is what this program is. The issue is this program doesn't have enough money to help enough people. So I spoke with the head of this program for Arizona, and he is talking about forcing the banks to join the government in reducing principal. But Arizona's only getting $125 million. You know, that'll only help a few thousand people, and there's tens of thousands facing foreclosure. So this is the right kind of program that Brett is talking about, the same kind of program. The question is, will the Obama administration put more money behind it when they see the results of the pilot program?
Maybe they'll end up putting as much money into that as they put into the bank bailout, right? Louise Story is a finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, and thanks also to Brett Berry. He's an associate broker with HomeSmart in Phoenix, Arizona.
You can read the rest of that story in today's New York Times. There's a great interactive feature online at the Times where you can see house by house how the residents of that one block Louise was talking about in Phoenix are experiencing the housing crisis. We link to it at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.